adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
There we go.
There we go.
All right.
All right, everybody, another episode. Last time, the group fought some crazies and some orderlies that they later found out had been lobotomized. They decided to try to do some scouting. Kenny volunteered, so right now it's just me, Eric.
And Kenny. Lance is Kenny. I'm cast an alter self, so I look like I've been lobotomized. Now I get to wander through this place by myself. I didn't realize that was going to happen. Let's do this.
All right, so you got a pair of double doors right in front of you, and they are not locked. You've seen the orderlies.
All right, so we did look through the orderlies. There's no lock. Do they have keys?
No keys that you could see. Right.
Open the door.
All right, time to do some drawing here.
Hey everybody, this is time for silence right now.
This dead air brought to you by
That's the Ben Badger. We've been collecting more badger fur. Something's been burned off, so there's a certain rooms have not gotten as much badger fur as we'd like in the pillows. But we're working on that. There might be some weird meat in some of the pillows. You know, if you have complaints about that, we'll take care of it as fast as we possibly can. We also have a new cook. Comes Ben Badger for the new cook. I think that's her name. Come check her out. She is a hell of a cook. She's a little person. We'll just say that. She's a little person. And she does a great job. It'll get better than turkey sandwiches. We did a small little contest, and she won out. Makoa plays favorites a little too much, so if you've been there before, if you know Makoa, yeah, you can get something good for him. But also, she doesn't play as much favorites, so if you have not been at the Bed and Badger before, prepare for a taste bud explosion. That's what I can say about the Bed and Badger right now. We try our best. So far, our Drake statue has not fallen apart totally. we went a little under budget, possibly. Under budget is what we say about the taxidermy on the drakes. We're working on that. Sometimes you get what you pay for. Sometimes you think you were going to get better. Sometimes you pay too much for what you don't get. And we thought that might be the case. But we were taking care of that problem. What else should I say about the Ben Badger?
There's empty rooms. All right, we can go ahead and give Kenny a break trying to ad-lib here.
We have rooms available. We've moved on to sleeping in the basement. Apparently, we found out the basement is huge. We never really went down there as much as we thought we did.
I don't remember if that happened, but okay. All right, Crady's in there. Okay. All right, so you open the door, go in. Immediately you can hear more screaming, more telltale asylum noise, crazy people noises, insert here. This looks like the main hall area. Straight across from you see a pair of double doors. And there are another set of doors over here, hallways going down here. This looks like it turns, and this one over here. There's another door. And right here and here are two more of the crazies. These guys don't look like they're in straight jackets, but soon as they see you, they start screaming again.
Oh.
They're like, wah, 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 wah.
Me not know what to do. Sorry, you crazy. I'm gonna
move this. So they start, they're like coming at you, but they're like, like a dog on a chain.
Oh, okay.
So they're like chained at these doors. Okay.
I'm gonna move towards my. Is this north? I'm gonna go east.
North would be that way.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go south then.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it so that our listeners know where the hell you're going.
Okay. All right. You continue going south.
We came from the west, going into the east. Now I'm heading south. After we got through the first crazy room.
Okay. Come to a turn.
Do any of these doors that I see have any
all these
sign?
Doors, all these doors are rather, they look like they're just iron doors. There's no kind of signs or anything on it. I think that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's like doctor.
No.
There's no like doctor or whatever on these or infirmary or. Yeah.
Crap.
All right. And then keep going. Dead air again. Let me just say that I'm going to mark off the rope gag that I used last episode on the last crazy. Yeah, we should have gotten more rope gags.
Alright, so you got a couple doors in front of you. It looks like the hallway goes down and it branches off to the east. And it looks like the hallway ends in, to the south. There's another door. And right. At the intersection to the west, there's another door.
All right, I'm going to wander a little bit more. Still no signs on any of these doors that I can see.
Nope. Go ahead and give me a perception check where you're at right now here.
Perception check of 26, I think.
In the room behind you, you can audibly hear the lispiest, retardy sounds of the guard orderly people.
Okay.
In this area.
So maybe it's a guard waiting room or something like that?
Yep. Right in front of you here, there is actually a table. Let's see here. Mapping is fun. You see like a table. Kind of looks like a lounge-ish area. You see a door.
Oh.
Out that way.
Towards the east?
Yep, towards the east. And just for simplicity's sake. And I'll just map out the whole room with that.
That's good. I'm going to move a little closer so that you can make that easy.
Okay.
No one's in there?
No one is in here. Let me read the description of this area. This is the dining room. Looks like recently there was maybe somebody in here recently because four of the chairs are like pushed back, like someone got up and left. Other than that, another door to the
south,
east, and just south around the corner, you notice there's a door as well.
All right, I'm gonna go next to this door here and listen to it like I got. This door that goes kind of to the west, after I get this room.
Alright.
I rolled a one. I hear nothing.
Sounds awful quiet. Except for the crazy noises.
Alright, well, that was a mistake. But anyway, I'm going to go to this room and do the same thing. Apparently my tragedy dice don't give me the same as this one does. Yeah. 22.
Let's see here. 22, you said?
Yep.
You don't hear anything, but you can smell food coming from, like, under the door.
Probably the kitchen. Yep. All right, I'm going to go to this other one.
Okay.
I'm going to perceive over there. Oh, and roll another one.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Can't hear anything.
Or see.
But obvious to you, this door's cold. You think this goes outside.
Okay. Oh, well, even in one. Okay.
Kind of obvious type thing here.
Alright, and then You're going to go this way, look down that path.
Yep, right down there. You can still hear the crazy guy shrieking. But other than that, you do not see anything else.
Alright, I'm going to keep walking. Move to here.
Okay.
On the farther edge.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you trying to be stealthy?
I should probably do that, huh? Yes, I am. Am I stealthy enough? Dun, dun, dun. 20.
You are stealthy enough. They don't seem to notice you.
All right. I'm gonna up along the wall. Up along this wall. Into this little area here.
Okay, let's see here.
This area where I can...
Up.
The stairs?
Nope, no stairs
here.
Just for simplicity's sake.
Crap.
A dead end.
Yeah, alright, so boom, I'm gonna perception check on both of these doors.
Twenty-four. You can hear. You can hear two people talking, and you have to get a 24.
Yeah.
You get the impression that they're playing on like some kind of card game here, like aces, aces.
Okay.
Go all in.
Right. All right. Here. Again. That was 20, or not 20.
20, wow. Yeah. What's 16?
Yeah. it's 8, 16.
16, you can hear, like, somebody talking, like, at a podium type thing, all like right. A podium room, maybe, because it's, like, echoing.
Okay.
And you can hear other murmurs, but it all sounds crazy talk.
Oh, it's crazy talking.
Yeah.
But move here, move back. I'm going to, like... I'm going to throw a rock nearby or anything I could toss at the pebble.
Yeah, I'll say there's some kind of debris you can find.
Or I'll throw a copper piece if I need to.
Okay.
Copper piece?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do a copper piece. Well, I mean, I'd rather throw a pebble, but
yeah.
If there's not, I'll say a copper piece. It probably makes more sense. I'm tossing the copper piece this way so that they'll look that way and then, okay. Like, stealthily go by this way.
All right. I'm going to do another stealth check.
Probably might be good enough. 16.
Okay. They seem to be quite focused on the coin.
Okay. Boom, boom,
you notice when you're going by, though, it looks like they're chained to the door and they can't...
You mentioned that before.
And 5 feet.
So, okay. And then I'm going to go over here. Go this way.
Okay. That
turns to north.
Yep, that looks pretty plain all the way up to the door at the end
boop,
of the hall.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. All right.
All right.
Right, and I'm going to...
I draw good.
I'm going to perception check this. Can you blow that stuff up? I wondered about that. Can you just blow it up to have, like, a printout for the whole...
Yeah, I might be able to, but then I have to have stuff, like, cover it up so people don't see it. So I don't know if what would be easier. Post-it notes. All kinds of post-it notes. Alright.
Perception check on the door. 19, I'm sure that's super good. That's like 31.
Alright. You hear nothing.
Awesome. Great. Alright. Doop, 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 doop. Alright. Well, I mean, whatever. We could see everything when we played HeroQuest, so.
Yeah.
We know what was behind those doors. I mean, you could cover it up. I thought about that before. Like, black.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. I'm going to go to that door, and that'll be 16, Or 26.
26, you can hear heavy breathing on the other side of the door.
Like, doing it breathing?
No. Just like
someone. I just left porn upstairs. Come on, guys.
What?
They're talking about porn.
Oh.
Just sit down there.
You didn't, yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know. This is Eric's wife right now. Apparently, she was watching porn upstairs, so.
No, the other boys are talking about stolen porn.
Oh.
No, it just sounds like someone standing there idly.
Porn's for the world.
Porn is for the world.
Oh, I was wondering what was in that room. There's a lot of rooms. All right.
Assuming this is outside. If
that one, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go in this door. So I can check. That's not a good one. 16. Total.
Yeah, you hear nothing. We're crazy people.
This door, that'll be 24.
You hear the same echoey crazy
talking. Crazy podium talk or whatever.
Yep.
A bad lecture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I met my young dude, a bad professor's lecture.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no.
Not in the box. There we go. Okay, that's 24.
24 at that door?
Yep.
You pretty much confirm that goes outside.
Okay. All that shit goes outside. Okay, this one. It's going to be crazy lecture again, I bet. 17.
Don't hear anything in this room.
Right, one more here. And is that... Does this not... Can't see if there's a line there. Is there a line there?
Yep, there is a line right
there. Okay, I'm going to listen to this last one. And...
Don't hear anything.
Let me take 10 on that.
Okay. You still don't hear anything.
22. Okay. All right. Well, I've scouted this place pretty well.
What did you get, a 22?
No, this was 16 on that door.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I took 10, so then it would be 22.
Your elven heritage type stuff. You don't hear anything of this, but you kind of look at the side and you can feel a draft coming from this wall.
Oh. So I'm going to search for secret doors. I don't even know what that is on this.
It's perception.
That'll be 24.
Alright, you start feeling around and the wall kind of opens up. And you look in here and there's staircases going down.
Hmm. Well... I guess it's time to get some backup. I'm going to go stealth check.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go back towards where everyone is. That's not going to work. Two.
Your stealth check is you walking down the hallway banging that club you just got against the ground.
Or no, it's 12. Whatever. And you should probably roll it for me. I'm not supposed to know whether I'm doing well. I won't look.
I won't. I mean, you're...
I'm going this way.
You roll like that, it's just me doing perception checks for other people.
Okay. Well, I'm going this way. You roll for me. I'm going back towards my posse. Open the door. Run.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
hey, guys.
Go get everybody else. Pretty good. Reconnaissance.
You count.
Okay. All right. That's probably a good time to take another break, too. Yeah, that's pretty good. I screwed up drawing the map. I'm just going to alter it.
Okay. I'm surprised that they have those maps, but they don't give you, like, a big full-size version anymore.
I mean, you could get PDF versions of everything they make, and you could probably do those. Yeah, I think sometimes it'd be easier to draw it out, but I mean,
It's fun because I still play Dragon. I'm working on finishing out Dragon Strike with all my friends in the
Are they still liking that a lot?
Oh, they love it, man. Awesome. Yeah, everyone's been like switching up his VM. It's been great. One guy breaks out the voices, and one of my friends is like, you're pushing it to the next level. One guy was...
You're like level 6 now?
He was filthy. Awesome. He was filthy Ike.
Filthy Ike!
Wow. He was dirty...
I've done some exploring.
He was a dirty, dirty barbarian that smelled so bad, like when he lifted his hand to spring down his double. And it smelled so bad underneath his armpits. That they've done well. I really liked it.
So does Lance have to leave as we act out what we were doing in there while he was gone?
Yeah. Oh. It sounds like you guys are doing porn talk.
We were powwow. We kind of were.
Should I leave? I'll do that.
If you want to, he's gone about a half hour.
I was gone about a half hour. You guys got some other things you want to...
God, this one's awesome. No, I have nothing.
Are there some things that you're doing?
The only thing that I'll say is that all three of you heard screaming lunatics the entire time he was gone.
God, what was that guy?
No. Two other pairs of lungs.
Sexy time on unwilling people.
Yep, they all said, "Oh, Kenny, yeah."
We'll never reject you like that hot.
All right, I come back. Chick. You guys didn't do it. You guys,
you guys see an orderly come through. I guess, what do you guys want to do? Unless Lance.
So wait, this person isn't like, they don't have a club with them?
Lance, this person does, yeah.
Oh, he's the orderly?
Yeah, he put the cage head on and he had a disguised self on himself.
You like crickets?
Well, no. We
cricket.
Should probably roll initiative is what I feel like if we're going to do this right. Because I walk back into the room.
Yep.
You wouldn't like immediately like.
Hey guys.
It's initiative. This is like a split second decision. When you've done
like,
initiative.
What are you guys gonna do right when you see an orderly open the door?
I don't know. After how we reacted before.
Oh, and I rolled that. That's awesome. Okay.
After how we reacted before, I'm not against killing anybody, but at the same time, like, if they don't have their weapons out and they're not like threatening, I'm not gonna.
And we know he's disguised. As
we yeah, we know yeah. He left disguised.
So I guess
we'll go Kenny.
Is that
you? Yeah. Like, I'll put my hand on my Morningstar, but I'm not going to draw it until...
None of you are going to immediately kill somebody that walks through the door. Okay. Then
good.
You're welcome.
Good, because I rolled bad. That would have been
fine. That's what you wanted me to do.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I got all my channels.
Full attack, everybody.
Hey, guys.
It's
me.
Hey, see, that's what I was worried about.
I just get right in your face and stay there.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
You guys have a good half an hour?
I played in the pillow room.
I just imagine...
With the guy that was in the pillow room?
We're friends.
That one Seinfeld with the Kenny Rogers chicken, and it goes away, and he's just sitting out there saying, Kenny, you just going up a little Kenny. Kenny.
Kenny.
What was in this? Did we ever find out was in this room?
Yeah, it's a place for, like, restraints.
Oh, restraints. Okay. All right, guys. I did some scouting mission. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
I did some scouting mission.
I scouted shit. I'm still in role.
I'm
a method actor.
I think it's funny that you had the drunk guy do the scouting mission.
Well, they were lobotomized.
That's a perfect match. All these guys are idiots. All
right. Here's what I found. This place to the south here. This is north, by the way. We're telling this for our viewers or listeners. Hopefully, sounds like this is the guard room, or whatever orderly, this lobotomized people room.
You're just, like, pointing?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just like, here's a map. I detailed it while I'm walking.
He'll give you a basic layout.
Yeah. Okay.
Kitchen. Outside. Don't know. No answer from out there. Those two crazy people you're hearing.
No answer? What do you mean? Like, you knocked?
No, well...
You just going.
I rang.
You were going around putting your ear against the doors.
Yeah, I was. Actually, that's exactly
what
I was
doing.
That's
awesome.
I'm using echolocation to the size and length of this.
Yeah,
I was clicking my.
Yeah, I was also talking to my Ethiopian sidekick.
When we go.
His name is Star and Marvin.
When we go right through these doors, there's two crazies that are chained up in front of these doors right out here. There's a double door back here. We can go to the left. I didn't hear anything on this particular. There's a door there. We go in this section. There's a door up here that has some sort of heavy breathing. I ask if it was apparently it was not porn breathing.
That's fat.
That wasn't doing it breathing, but there's like, yeah, probably fat can. Maybe you're right. My Jorus buddy, I'm so glad to know you. I don't remember what
was
here. And then also I found a secret door. There was a door that led back outside of here. Another nothing here. Oh, I need to mention like this whole section here. There's like bad cult lecture going on. I don't know what's going on exactly, but it's...
It didn't
it's
sound like, crazy?
Well, it was crazy.
What language?
It was... Common.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Boring.
It was crazy.
You
bet.
But,
you know...
Well, did they mention anything that sounded...
There was no mention of Huey. It was just crazy...
What?
Crazy
no, I just mean
lecture.
Anything that... We should be
concerned. It was like a bad professor at a place you might have, one of the university or.
You didn't try to sit in on it?
No, I wasn't going to go on that shit. Mm.
So, do
but
you think if we walk
importantly,
around...
also I found, of course, because this is Mortenburg, because apparently everything is in the basement at Mortenburg. I found a secret door that leads downstairs here.
Okay, but how much did you catch of that lecture? Is anything you could read?
No, I was.
More importantly,
dragons good, bad things happen, no like dragons, things die. Rebirth,
know,
learn, bird,
with
dog.
With my knowledge of religion,
animal,
knowledge of bird in general, would I have any idea what he's talking about?
Do a knowledge religion check.
Okay.
Things burn good.
15, that's going to be pretty high.
Well, you keep saying a lot of stuff about dragons. You're immediately thinking about Tiamat.
Okay, I will ask you, does it involve old gods at all? Because you gave me that +4.
It does not involve old
gods. Okay, so that's
What's
a 24.
Tiamat is the... Well, I can tell you.
It's a 24.
What's a Tiamat?
Tiamat is the evil god of dragons.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Oh, Tabby doesn't know?
Yeah.
No, unless it's involving religion, I wouldn't know what...
She's like
just
the opposite
give a
of
shit.
Bob.
Yeah, that's true.
Bob was a good dragon.
But that's religion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking Tabby, and you're just staring at me.
Right, but I don't personally know that. Like, Eric's got to tell me what I know. Yeah, that's how DMing works. What are you... Like, I would love Pathfinder, but the fact that we'd have to actually literally study up on what my character's supposed to know, I would...
Well, no, but I just meant...
I'm
going to
go to
Tabit
Egypt
wouldn't know who
Egyptian
that is in general.
No, I do, but, like, I know who it is. Like, Dustin knows who Tabit is. But, like, Tabit doesn't... I mean, unless Eric tells me that that's what he's talking about, I have no idea.
He did tell you, and then I asked you who Tiamat is.
Right.
And
now, but
nothing.
I have to confirm. Well, Eric's not going by the normal Pathfinder universe either.
Okay.
Yep, that's true.
All right. Just answer
He's a nice guy in scales. He's got a lot of scale armor.
Ooh, like this cloak.
Yeah, he has a big sale every year. He raises money for the human genocide.
Like, all right, let's
try.
Gentlemen,
he's
I use the term loosely. What are we going to do?
Badgers.
I didn't ask you, Mento. So anyway, Kevin.
Okay, but just to make sure, so...
I'm going to go pet Shivers again a little
bit. I determined
bit.
That you were talking about
Are you changing out of that outfit?
From what he says, that's
and
what
he's,
it sounds
he's,
like.
He's obviously drunk, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Man, I'm getting less
that's
drunk.
Definitely new to the...
My character, as
so
Lance the player gets drunker, the character
about the,
is getting
the
less.
Crystal Cabal.
Yeah.
And Tiamat's definitely new to the...
Was Tiamat... Well, we saw a dragon.
As far as
I'm
aware... Yeah, we did, but we didn't have a name or anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've never seen Tiamat.
Oh, I have. He comes up by the end all the time.
I don't know if that's...
We got a
statue
up in the corner.
What do you guys want to do?
He loves the cookies.
He loves the goblins cooking.
From what I've seen in this town, I think downstairs...
We need to fucking nuke it. That's what I've seen in the town.
Should we...
Do we
have rope? Should we just...
We have rope.
Should we gag these two guys that are going to be right outside the door? They're going to scream.
I'm into that.
Why didn't you do that when
Kitty?
You were out there?
You wanted me to do it by myself?
They're tied up, aren't they?
They're chained, but they're not...
And plus, dressed as a guard, it would, wouldn't
no,
be out of place to see you do it.
Hmm? He hasn't died yet, has he? I'm waiting for the moment when we have to say, oh my god, you killed Kitty.
He did die.
Actually,
once.
He did die.
You went unconscious. Right?
I got really close.
He had to use
a demon.
He had to use all the arrows.
Okay, I was like, oh my god, you almost killed Kenny.
Why don't you go out there real quick?
Oh my, you're quite a little.
Gag these guys and come back.
Yeah, you're good at that.
God, alright. You guys, I need some rope. Cut me off some rope.
I will give you some rope. I have rope on me.
I really don't want to do this, but I
for once,
accept you guys.
I mean, I'll go do it if you want me to.
No, no. I don't want you to.
Well, we don't have to necessarily use a rope. Can't we just take one of the dead guys, like, shirts and put it over their head so they can't see
the
us?
Bloody one, definitely. The burnt one.
You know? No, they're loud. They're loud. Let me just say that they're loud. We just need to tie off their mouth.
It's not nothing that they've... No one's here for.
Magic guys.
Lance, also remember these ones aren't in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're not.
They're just bound up to
the
wall.
They're like chain dogs. It's really sad. It's like a really sad thing.
Did you feel like they were hostile anyway? Because I'm not saying everyone in this place is horrible, but odds are they're
okay. Magic users, confer with me, not you.
Well, you're talking to
he's on a magic.
You're talking to Minto here.
I've got sleep. Should I just try to sleep him? I mean, they can't be that powerful.
Yeah.
They can't be that resistant. They're crazy already.
Yeah, let's go do it. Let's do something. Otherwise, in like a minute, I'm just going to go out there with a hammer.
I got my sleep pill right here.
Yeah.
Is that what the name of your hammer is now?
You've already exhausted David's checklist. Can I talk to him? No. Can I hit him? Yes. All right, so go put him to sleep.
What about you? Do you got anything there?
I think sleep's... I have a morning star. And I have awesome eyes.
You can make them fly.
Do you have sleep that won't kill them?
Sleep doesn't. I do not.
I know it doesn't. I'm asking my other magic users right now to confirm. Can
I knock them out? Yeah, but am I the best person to do that? No.
Okay.
Obviously, David is.
No.
The big sleep.
He puts in the real sleep.
Time to go to sleep.
I don't want to pray all of the fields of Elysium
sleep.
All right. I guess I'll go back out there and do that.
You know, not to get nerdy, but they're not
good. Fine, I'm going to go back out there. If I don't come back in 5 minutes.
We just do it quick.
We'll just go get dinner.
Yes.
No,
I
don't have to leave.
All right.
You can leave the door open if you want.
I will. I'll slightly open the door.
I'm assuming you're not...
I don't want them to be seen. I'm just going to...
Do you know how long that disguise self lasts?
Good question. 5 minutes. I used it 3 times. We'll just say that, and then I used up all my two level spells.
Okay.
Oops. Oopsie.
You like walking around, like switching forms, walking down the house.
Wait. I'm gonna say I used it 2 times because I wasn't always having to pretend like I had like a thing on my face.
Okay.
Let me make that bargain with the dungeon master. Or
are they asleep?
I'm going to because
double master.
I'm going to because of stuff you can see.
Alright. Anyway, I go back outside. I still got I'm gonna get it's a 10-foot radius. Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want you to look at my fingers. Look at my fingers.
Because I just be like, crazy,
talk crazy, sound. They go, jewels.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear you guys with some of the accents I'm working on.
VSM. So I gotta. I just want you guys to look at my fingers for a second. And then,
I'm from Joyzy!
And sleep and all whatever verbal or material component I have to pull out. You know! And then I put out the sleep.
Is sleep a material component?
That requires VSM, all three.
No, I'm not trying to screw him out of it. I'm just curious.
It is?
Outside of the game, I'm curious.
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay.
What is
that, like a honeycomb?
What's the
10-foot radius burst? I could have been 150 feet away, but that's all right. I'm going to get close to him anyway.
Do not put me to sleep, okay? Don't
put himself to sleep.
Yeah. Is that good?
I could have cast it and then put everyone to sleep.
Do I need to put another dish?
Anyway, that's what I'm doing. What do I need to do?
I need to know the save for it.
These guys are
it's a DC 14, will negates.
Okay, there you go.
Do I need to roll anything?
No. They just have to hope.
I want to be a farmer. I'm sleeping.
I lay down another.
And actually, since he starts screaming again.
God damn it.
He's still sleeping. He rolled real well. He's a very sound sleeper.
Alright, let's just do this. I hit him with my hammer.
God damn it.
You get him guessing. He's like, oh, I got one. Bonk.
Tyler does the craziest thing.
We'll do the non-lethal.
He claps his hands and he like jumps side to side.
I thought that was a
20
at first.
Thank God, no.
So, and he's a human,
it's
so that'll just negate the -4
since I get a plus four.
Yeah.
So it's an 18.
Yeah, okay. Like, David knows how to work the human.
Here, this is a weak spot.
He's like the Vulcan. He gets it.
And that will be 7.
Conk!
All right, there's my sleep spell.
I'm going to check him just to make sure he's not dead.
He's
mark the
slot off.
Not dead.
Thank God.
And so you know, it's fine sand, rose petals, or a live cricket.
Yeah.
There's
a
cricket
shit.
In the corner.
You just have a Jiminy Cricket with you.
Well, I had sand from the masonry place, is what I'm going to say.
Sure.
Or the beach.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever really paid attention to that.
No, I only kind of pay attention to that if there's like a really expensive component.
Diamond dust.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Let's tie these guys up, first of all.
Aren't they already tied
up?
They're chained. No, I know, but they could, let's bound their mouths.
Yes.
Chain, like.
Yeah, should we make them some breakfast for when they wake up, too?
Because we all know they can just go to the bed and badger.
Yeah. Let's charge them.
Do I still have my gift basket of lube, or did I return?
Sometimes I just don't know about you. Regardless.
You used it up.
Regardless.
Please, sir.
Let's tie these guys up, because we don't want them to get loud. We should probably.
All right, okay, hold on a second. Minto, what are you doing?
Yeah, you good.
shaking his head in utter confusion.
Burning ants.
I don't see why we need to tie them up. They're chained up, and I think... If we're going to try to start using stealth, you know, I'm assuming that the 30 minutes we pulled all the guys into, like, one of the other rooms.
Yeah.
That tying them up, you know, if they were here and all of a sudden these two are not only asleep.
We should gag them, all right? So, because they can still scream when they wake up.
Yeah, but we're going to walk away from them.
But
it's not like we're going to knock them out and then just stand over.
They're constantly screaming anyway, so it'd be more strange if all of a sudden
they're
gagged and can't sleep.
If we're going to leave, and these guys are suddenly gagged...
Yeah. All right.
A
so
patrol's going to know that
let's
we're
just,
here.
Let's leave them there.
Either we check out...
I actually forgot to add something here.
A dragon!
Oh,
boom!
He appears!
I'll give you a hint since I didn't do it. This door and this door are in the same room.
Okay.
So we would have heard the same thing.
So either we need to go to that secret door...
Do they have weapons?
Or check out the double door.
They do not have weapons.
Okay. Well, all right. You're probably right. Let's do that. Where do you want to go?
Either we go downstairs or we check
out. Where do you want
to
go?
And just to point out that they're at doors.
Kenny, how many... In that speech that you heard earlier, did it seem like he was talking to a full room, this person? You have no
DM,
idea.
I'm going to defer to DM that I... Did I feel that there were...
You didn't roll well enough to tell. The only thing you heard was the echoing.
Yeah.
So if you have no idea...
Why do we
want to
go there? Let's just...
There's a very high chance that there are a shitload of people that obviously are not with us.
Yeah.
A couple of rooms
right.
Okay, but we have to do
right.
something.
Do
Let's
we
just
are,
say...
We,
yeah. No, I just think that we should be aware. I'm just it's basically assuming that making everyone aware of that. But there's
yeah,
a
we're
good
not
chance
supposed to be
that,
in here.
Yeah, there's a good chance that we are very, very
But do you think Crow would have been the one giving the speech?
Very, very outnumbered. It's a possibility. I've never met the person.
Yeah, what did we know about Crow?
He makes very funny quips. People in the town generally kind of stayed away from him. He was kind of scary, but he never really did anything bad. He started the asylum and volunteered to take in the more crazy people, and the town gladly accepted since they never.
Well, we don't know if like he's a, we don't know if he's a professor on any topic or whatever.
No, you don't know his hobbies.
We already know that Mortenburg, their basements are crazy, and that seems to be the main spot. I know that there's a place going that was secret door. That I found that goes down into the basement. Should
let's
we just go there?
Yeah, let's just go there.
Let's just go.
The double doors, if you're saying that's the only set of double doors, it's the other set of double doors you saw.
There is a double doors, and then right to the left, after we go through the double doors, is where the secret door is that goes downstairs. I don't know. Do we want to just take the doors open and...
Yeah, sure, that sounds good.
Balls out.
Is that what we're doing?
Wait, to the speech room?
No,
the speech room's...
I don't know what's in
here.
I have no idea what's in this double door area.
Well, let's try to... I think we should at least try to see what... We should try to listen to see if there's anything.
I don't give a shit about this. No. No, it's not that good. It's a bad speech. We don't want to...
It's a bad speech. He's not convincing anybody.
No. We don't want that. We have to deal through those guys. Let's go downstairs and then come back.
Listen, I'm a scholar, and any details that this guy could be talking about is going to be helpful to us.
No.
So,
have you still been drinking?
What if Okay, dwarf.
No.
What if I roll stealth and I'll sneak in there?
No, no. All these are no.
Yeah.
Let's go downstairs or let's go through the double
doors.
I could put in a hint for the GM, from the GM.
Yes, please.
I would highly recommend splitting the party right now.
Yeah, it always works out well.
All right, Shivers, you go into the speech room.
Everyone leave the room.
Oh,
Shivers.
God!
Shivers has got to roleplay this.
Why would we? No.
I'll go, all right, everybody go upstairs, me and Shivers.
Guys, let's not even involve them. They're listening to some stupid speech, and they can listen good.
I don't care
you're
what
just
we
rambling
do,
on like
antsy.
A crazy man.
Uh-oh. Hey, man, super
what
not.
You said?
My sleep spell getting antsy, guys.
Path down is right.
So they just in here talking.
We go through the double doors and we turn left. We can go right to where the downstairs are. Do you want to do that? I don't know if it's a good idea. They're double doors.
How close is Tabit to the speech room?
It's right
and
here.
How much time has passed?
I'm gonna say you guys have been talking for about 10 minutes, and David.
We need to get away from this
has
room.
Opened the door.
We need to get away from this room.
David's opened it. What? When did you open a door?
He just did. He said, if you guys are talking, I'll open a door.
No, that's fine. We need to get away from the speech room. I've got a bad feeling that
goes downstairs.
Downstairs, going down.
Guys,
I've got a bad
stairs. That's true. The bad shit is always downstairs. We need to get away from this room. I got a weird feeling that it's going to be like assembly hall. People are just going to start spilling
out
the
door. I know, exactly.
Well, let's go.
No, I'm down.
All right.
Let's go.
Should we go down these stairs or go to the other ones?
Yes, let's go with the one. Let's go with...
I vote for secret passage one, but...
Okay.
Great. Let's go secret passageway.
Okay, we're gonna have to sneak by that
way. All right.
Let's.
This is a bad idea, but we're
going there. Okay.
Who's?
I open this door.
God damn it! Want to do that stealthily, but that's okay.
No, he's a go-getter. He's a go-get deafer.
I keep getting. Sorry, I'm the long arm here.
It's that David guy. Let me tell you, man.
Oh.
And so that connects here.
Yep.
Okay, well, there you go. We found a quicker way.
I give a quick description.
I'm healthy.
I know you. I just see a character like, oh, I want to do something. Open that door.
This
I'll open this door.
This looks like a really well-furnished office.
Guys,
there's a giant
furniture.
Table in the center. And there's a door to the north.
Okay.
I'll do a perception check in there.
Holy shit.
Holy Jesus. Perception. Okay, you start looking around. Kind of get to the desk, and for some reason you kind of do like a tap to the bottom, up to the top,
mm-hmm.
and you hear like a hollow point.
Ooh.
And you like
someone
lift,
shot us?
And you like lift out a section that's like a hidden compartment, and you see a wand in there.
Nice!
Look what I found! I start waving it. Everybody duck.
Let me see it, I'll tell you what.
Alright, you
so
can have it.
Shivers actually didn't find something. David did? This is weird.
I hope you can discover what the wand is, because it'll just be funny what David Witch is doing.
Oh god, I don't
know. I'm thinking
die.
About just telling you just
so
to see how
bad.
Funny what he is.
I don't want
to
die.
Is it great music?
No.
Crazy music.
Plus.
Man, I'm going in too. We're all going in.
You turn
in
next.
I'm going in. I don't know what Tavis is doing.
Once you find out what wand it is, you start cracking up.
Okay, I screwed up on my
I'm
going to
guess it's magic missile.
Because my spellcraft is apparently in stealth.
Oh.
Well, then I'll do
I'm
it.
I'm a real stealthy stick. No.
So it's 17 plus.
Identify magic item is 26 right now.
Spellcraft?
Yeah,
so
well, no, spellcraft, I identify magic item's got like a bonus to it. 26.
Alright, you guys both realize it's a wand of suggestion. So you're lucky that you're like going around like, guys, let's do this. You gotta be like, okay.
That's awesome.
I don't know. What
are you coming to? Or are you hanging
I don't
out?
Know. He's making a lot of sense today.
After seeing you flail around with that thing, I feel like
thank
I
God.
Would,
after
you
gave it to him, right? So I'm like, thank God.
Oh,
yeah, I can't use it anyway.
How many charges?
You think there's 9 charges.
We both see it after he hands it to him. Like,
well,
oh,
I
thank God we get it. Thank God you got it.
I'm not super familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure there was a small chance where you could have accidentally activated it.
I was thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
Also, Never use that fucking thing on me is what I'm telling you right now.
See, just yeah, you're more in a wand of command.
Continuously.
Well, it was a good idea when you went here, apparently. Okay, well, let's open the door.
All right, we'll come to, then I'll open the
how,
next door.
How high did you roll?
Oh, you have a natural 20.
Okay, I was going to say.
Nat 20.
I was like, I feel like Shivers was digging in the linoleum and you just found a
wand. We're close.
Okay. Well, let's go down the stairs. We can do that
yeah.
as our...
I say once we get down the stairs.
Cliffhanger.
Everybody get their minis off the table.
No.
Down the stairs.
Mini stay.
What does a wand of suggestion do?
Just made us do what you wanted.
Well, no.
Just like,
don't you remember when I was using it against Cameron?
It's a suggestion.
Oh, is that what that was?
It's a suggestion.
I thought that was a command.
No, that was a command.
I think it's
still similar, right?
Fell on the ground.
I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Yep.
What,
that sounds like a good idea.
Not to change the subject, but that's still one of my highlights of, you just have this, like, fucking outsider... fucking huge ass monster in front of you and you guys are fighting each other
right
now just to get that dag the piece of yeah the piece of glass from the
I was kind of impressed that I did that.
My favorite
no
was
I
how
thought
Cameron
it was hilarious
hair.
Yeah,
like okay yeah all right.
No I loved it. I thought it was super fun. I was just like, you know, this is definitely like probably the most role playing we had that entire campaign.
Yeah,
I'm going to say you guys pretty much confirm that a secret door there. It's not that hard when you're on the back side.
when there's nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a dead end.
Like, that mental picture, for me at least, is just, like, hilarious. There's, like, this giant, like, I just imagine, like, the Malboro from, like, Final Fantasy. Like, that horrible status effect thing. And, like, the party is just, like, fighting each other. They're like, God damn it, give me that thing! No, you give me it! And, yeah, they're, like, arguing with each other. And finally someone's just like, command, prone, I take it.
Alright, so, you guys go down there, go ahead and sit your marching order in here.
David first. I don't know how I feel about it, but that's what we'll do.
We'll see you already get the
thing. Oh, okay.
I still got my stupid helmet on. Who's next? Tabit or...
Whoever wants to be next.
You want to go in front of Tabit or not?
Mento. I'll follow.
Okay.
Wait, I'm down 3 hit points. I need cure. I need heal.
Down 3 hit points. That's a nasty scar, but shut up.
So I'm at a door right now?
I'm going to say you're at like a back of a secret door.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's easy to open up type thing.
Okay. I was just joking. I mean, if you want, yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do a perception, see if I can
hear
anything.
Don't encourage him.
27.
You hear...
Can't do that. It doesn't
work.
Shivers?
While upstairs was kind of, like, mumbled crazy, downstairs here, you can hear tons of crazy. You hear, like, singing, off-key.
What would that sound like?
I'm
going to play some,
Yeah, I really need to get into
show
what
it
sound like.
Tomato.
It's like static Spice Channel porn.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
1997.
Oilas
chained
play.
Up in the corner. Trying to do backflips when he can.
Kenny's going to play something like
it's good
over here, I think.
What a...
Other than that, the increased crazy, you notice it's really damp down here. You can kind of see like a low light coming from underneath the secret door.
I said this humidity is not good for Shivers' fur.
And I think that's where we're going to have to end this episode.
Yep.
So
we'll
be back.
I'm
next
tired
time
of
see what they
sleeping
find in,
the
basement.
Garage
until
the next one.
For the death of everybody. I mean Shivers.
But not Shivers.
Shivers moment. The next
Shivers
episode
becomes
is
mythic
Shivers.
And he gets a cape and he starts flying around the world.
Ooh. And then he kills Timet or whatever that guy's time at.
And then he turns into a Taurus people.
The end. All right, I guess we don't. We're
last
done.
Campaign, yeah.
Last episode, okay.
Shivers slays the Naya again. And
enslaves humanity.
Calls it a day.
All right.
And now we're going to go watch.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.